Brad Jones was limited today, obviously coming off his injury last week. So, but he got the work done that he needed.
Thank you. Hold out much for Brandon Bostic.
Brandon Bostic? No. I mean, didn't practice today, so we'll see what Wednesday brings us. I mean, if he doesn't practice Wednesday, he won't play in the game.
You guys have a plan for JC as far as the IR designation, or are you just going to wait it out with him?
Don't have a plan yet. So, I mean, when we do, I'm sure we'll announce it.
A couple of days or after the game, you mentioned that you thought your team was off to a better start than it had been in previous years. Is there anything you can point a finger to that make that got the team in that direction?
Well, we haven't played a game yet, so we haven't got off to a better start than we have in the past. So, you know, we'll have an opportunity, obviously, Thursday. The camp was different in some aspects, just like every single training camp is different. But when you go through and you feel like you accomplished what you set out to do, you know, it feels good. So I think our team's on time. We're getting ready for our first game. But training camp's over. You know, that chapter's done. But I felt very good about the way the 90-man roster was developed, the decisions that have been made. I wish we could bring more of them back on practice squad. So that's really, you know, training camp. You know, we're about the Seattle Seahawks right now.
Mike, you made this shift to kind of build back up towards game day. So off on Friday, practice a little bit more on Saturdays. What did you notice in terms of the preseason games about the starts of games? Did that manifest itself in the way you guys played at the start of games? And what are the things you look for to see if that's working?
Well, it's like any training regimen. I mean, you have to, you got to, you know, obviously install it. There's an education. There's a salesmanship part of it. And, you know, and then ultimately the players have to feel it. So we took all four weeks of the preseason working that schedule. And it changed a little bit each week because we wanted to tailored to our football team, to our resources and the way our facilities are designed. And I feel like we were able to get that done over that 4 weeks. So, I think it definitely, our players feel good about it and as they approach the game, which, you know, frankly, they felt pretty good about the last, you know, program we had too. So it's, you know, change is constant in our business. And if you feel like it can help you, then I think you need to be open to it. I don't think you can really measure that. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, the variables are, there's too many variables here. I mean, you're talking about a larger group of men as far as you go from a 90-man roster, you know, the first couple of weeks and then 75, you know, for the last week. So there's too many moving parts to give you a measurable.
Hey, Mike, is there a different, you've been in this game before, is there a different dynamic to this particular game, the Thursday night opener?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's unique. I think anytime you participate in a unique situation, there's dynamics that you have to be in tune with. You know, to play the first game, you're normally used to preparing for 10 days. You're on a 7-day work week, which is, you know, very disruptive for the coaches and personnel department, particularly really for your whole team because your roster is not set. So you have some moving parts in day one and two in your 7-week, you know, preparation. So it's different that way. We practice differently this week than we would in a normal week. So you make adjustments. You look for different things that can help, you know, best prepare your football team.
Hey, Mike, in what ways does a really noisy stadium impact the no huddle? Jordy was telling us yesterday that it really doesn't have any impact on him and the wide receivers. Is there anything negative about the noise factor when you try to go to
run? I mean, the challenge of noise is obviously it makes you work harder in your communication. So, I mean, that's really the size of it. And frankly, you know, with us being on offense during the highest level of noise, you know, our challenges will be how we communicate, you know, but also their defense has to change, you know, their challenge to how they communicate. So that's it.
Are there things other than the silent count that have sort of become league-wide in terms of dealing with noise? You mentioned yesterday that, you know, you talked about Arrowhead in the 90s, but now like teams just deal with noise better. Is there something aside from just the silent count that teams do across?
I just think teams are, you prepare. I mean, anytime you have a problem, I think the game of football is a big cycle. You know, things that work today, whether it's an offensive scheme, the guys on defense are working to take that away. So, and you know, there's really things that we like to think we're creative and innovative and do things no one else, you know, has done in the game of football. But I think the reality is if you look back in time, you know, a lot of these things have already been done. It's just kind of what's popular, what the trends are. You know, the game has become more of a space game, in my opinion, in the last 10 years than it was in the 90s. So, you know, to me, it's just trying to stay on top of the trends and deal with them.
Mike, we ask a lot about how the noise affects what's going on the field. Is there an impact for you in terms of your communication and your coaches on the sidelines? Does it impact that as well? Does it make that difficult?
No, I mean, we're obviously on headsets, so they're new and improved. Is what they tell me. I haven't seen it yet, but we've got these new headsets that are, you know, supposed to block out the background noise, and they've actually worked very well the last 2 weeks, so we should be fine.
Do anything to not necessarily protect Corey Linsley, but help him in his first start and what he'll be facing?
Well, you can't protect him. I mean, he's playing center, so he's got a job to do. We feel very good about his preparation. I mean, it's his first game. I mean, you know, you can't get around it. So the best protection he has is, you know, Josh Sitton, TJ Lang, and Aaron Rodgers. So I mean, he's surrounded by some very good people.
Mike, we've asked you a lot about Linsley, but Richard Rodgers will be playing in his first regular season game, too. Does he seem like a pretty mature young guy? This won't be too big for him?
I think Richard's been very mature, really, I mean, since he got here. I mean, he's done things seamlessly. You know, there's a – he's had a lot of new learning, some of the things we've asked him to do, but I've been very impressed with his progress, and he'll definitely have a huge opportunity Thursday.
Percy Harvin is capable of big plays, but, you know, his availability, you know, is it hard to determine how they use him? Do they use him as kind of a specialty player?
Well, to me, he's a playmaker, and when you look at an offense from a defense perspective, you obviously want to figure out who they're really focused on getting the football to. So, I mean, they're going to give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. I mean, they're going to run the football, and just the style, you know, schematically how they run it. So that's a starting point, and then I would think definitely Percy Harvin's going to get his touches too. So, I mean, there's different ways that they go about it, and we're just, you know, playing accordingly. We're expecting unscouted looks, things we haven't seen. I mean, that's always very evident in the first game.
Two more, please.
Mike, last year, the first half of the season, your run defense was pretty good with those three big guys up front. The dynamic has now changed at that position. Do you think you can be as effective against the run still as you were?
Well, I mean, we're a different football team than we were last year. I mean, you could say that for every year. We got different players that are different roles on our defensive front. So I can just go off of what I've seen in the preseason. You know, I like the way our defense is playing, particularly, and it all starts with run defense.
Mike, now that you've seen Clay and Julius work together full preseason, how do you like the potential for pass rush?
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, we're a better pass rush team today than we've been in a long time. And it's a tribute to our players. Some of the things we've changed, you know, schematically, we've worked at it a lot more. We've done a lot more group work in the pass rush area, both protection and, you know, defensive pass rush. So, and I think we saw the benefits in the preseason.
Thank you.